is November 5th, Monday, 2012, and the topic this month is ready.
Good evening.
Good evening.
There is a power for good in the universe, and you are one with that power. It is the purpose of this teaching to make us each aware of this essential truth of our being. Tonight we're going to talk about ready. What does that mean, being ready? This is the most wonderful teaching that I know because it teaches you how to get from life what you want. And that, in order to do that, you must be ready to receive. And so many people want things, but they're not capable of receiving it because they've never opened. You must open your mind, you must open your heart, and you must open your arms to receive. And if you think of that when you want something, you can just sit and say to yourself, I'm opening my mind to this, I'm opening my heart to this, and I'm opening my arms for this to come to me. And that means whatever you want, money, relationships, whatever, you have to prepare your mind for it. When we don't get what we want, it's because of our thinking. It has nothing to do with this thing that we call God. God is quite capable of giving you anything that you want. When a block happens, if you're not getting it, it is in your mind, it is in your thinking. There's some negation going on inside of you. Now, we all grew up with the idea that you can have this, but you can't have that. You have to pick one thing or the other thing. And this teaching tells you, you can pick them all. You can do it all. I often tell you the story about my friend Joyce Reynolds. When she was a child, you could only have one dessert. So now when she goes into a restaurant, the first thing she does is order every dessert on the menu. She just orders all the desserts because she's breaking that habit in her thinking that when she was brought up, you can only have one of the, you know, you can only have one dessert. Why? Who made that law? You see. So you have to look inside of your own mind. It's like preparing your garden. If you want to prepare your garden for beautiful flowers, you have to do something. You have to till the ground. You have to fertilize. You have to water. You have to care for it. And when you have something that you want to come into your life, you have to do the same thing with it in your consciousness. You must get ready for it. The whole idea is that you must have the faith of God. So many people say, oh, I have faith in God. Well, faith in God is all well and good, but it's not going to get you where you want to go. You must have the faith of God. God has faith. God knows perfectly well. He doesn't doubt anything, or it doesn't doubt anything. We have, and when we want something, we start to doubt it. Well, I'm too young, I'm too old, I don't have the education, I don't do this, I didn't do that. Those are negations. When you have those negations, you will not receive what you want. You have to be able to do the four things that we learn here in this teaching. That you are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that you matter. And that's always what's going on inside of your consciousness. And you have to build that consciousness so that your mind does not deny any of those statements when you start to do something. Now, the other thing with this idea is God always helps those who help themselves. What does that mean? In this teaching, we say you must treat and move your feet. You must do something. So many people come into this teaching and they think, oh, I can just sit there and God's going to drop everything in my lap. No, that is not going to happen. Because everyone knows about the law of attraction in the universe, that what you put out, you get back. That's called the law of attraction. You can also call it the law of mind, if you wish. But what happens there is, the universe says nothing for nothing. If you put no effort into it, if you don't do something about it, you're not going to get anything back. So many people think, oh, I can just sit there and it's going to happen to me. You could sit all day long and say, I'm going to be an Olympic runner and win the marathon. But if you don't get up and do something about it, it's not going to happen. So although we use our mind and we use our thinking and so forth, we also have to move our feet. We have to do something. It does not work the way people think. Most people think that this is an airy-fairy teaching, and all they have to do is think the right thought, and things are going to drop into their lap. You must think correctly, but you must also do something about your thinking, you see. You must do something about it. When you wanted to become an actor, you took classes and so forth. You didn't go out and not be prepared. The whole idea in life is to be prepared for what you're doing. You have to take the classes. You have to put in the time. And people think, oh, I don't have to do that. And we look at all these successful people and we say, oh, look, they were an overnight success. That overnight success took 30 years. Overnight successes, if you look back, they put a lot of effort, they put a lot of work into it. You have to prepare your consciousness for what you want. So when you're asking for something from the universe, you must see what your mind is saying to you. Is your mind saying, well, you can't have that. You don't have enough knowledge. You don't have this. You don't have that. You see, those are the negations. So you must make yourself ready. How do we make ourselves ready? By saying and sitting there. Close your eyes a moment and say to yourself, I am now opening my mind. I'm opening my mind to the mind of God. And I know in the mind of God, everything is already done. All possibilities are there. So I am now ready with my thinking to be able to accept this. I'm opening my heart so that I can draw that in, and I'm opening my arms so that I can draw into my life what I want. Most people have no idea about the idea of drawing something to them. But we're drawing things to us. We do not push things away from us. We draw things to us, and we draw things to us with our consciousness, with our thinking. And when we know that we deserve something, we get it. The other thing that I have discovered in my life is we discount things all the time. You cannot discount things. This teaching teaches you that this thing called God is not capricious. It does not give you an ice cream cone, and then before you're able to take a lick of that ice cream cone, rip it out of your hands. It does not do that. It also does not give you an idea unless you can fulfill that idea. You would not get the thought, you would not get the idea, unless it could be fulfilled. And that's what you have to know about yourself. If you really want something, that's all you have to think about. Get prepared for it. You do all the research you can. You can do that. Remember, I used to tell you about if you want an automobile, a new car, you have to go to the dealership. You have to sit in the car. You have to get brochures. You have to do this. And you have to think about that car. And how does it feel? And how does it smell? And this and the other thing. Can I test drive it? Can I do this? Can I do that? You just don't sit at home and say, well, I want this car, and not do anything about it. You have to move in that direction. God is more than willing to meet you halfway, but you have to make the first step. As I say, God is too polite to make the step. When you start towards God, God starts towards you. And that's what this teaching is all about. This is the only teaching I know that will teach that teaches that your mind has power. And if you hold something in mind long enough, it will manifest itself. So back to the idea of discounting. We have many things in our life. How did we get those things? We've had thoughts first, and things happen, but all of a sudden you look around, you have something that you may have forgotten that you had a thought about that. But when you look around, you have to say, oh, thank you. I created this. I brought this into my life. But we don't. We say, oh, well, I'd have gotten that anyway. This would have happened anyway. There's no such thing as chance or accident in this teaching. We are creating our own reality, moment by moment. And we start right here and right now. And one of the things that we get rid of is our past. It doesn't matter what the past was. It doesn't matter that that happened 100 times that way. That is in the past. What is happening right here and right now? And then you start from here. But our mind tells us, well, you know, you didn't do this, 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 and this. You see? So you don't prepare your consciousness. You don't prepare your mind. You have to constantly work on this mind until the mind finally gives in and says, you're absolutely right. You do deserve it. You are worthy. You have to work on it. And I see many people, clients, and they want to know why they don't have something. And I try to explain that to them. Well, you don't have that because you're not thinking correctly. You have to learn to think correctly about anything. Then, things do take time on this plane of action. It's absolutely true that everything is done in the mind of God, that everything is already there for you. But this is a sluggish world that we live in. It's like molasses. It's very slow. See, if we were in a big spiritual world, it would be very fast. But on this plane of action, sometimes things take time. Now, what do we know about miracles? If you remember, miracles is the idea that all miracles are instantaneous. All miracles are instantaneous, and they're happening all the time. But they're instantaneous at the moment of belief. And it may take you 10 years to get to the belief. But as soon as you get to the belief, it's instantaneous. So we have to work on our belief. We have to work on our faith. We have to know that these things are possible. I had this little, I think I've given you this before, but I drug it out again today. Because I keep this on my desk, by the way. Start the process of passionately believing in something that still does not exist. Passionately believing in something that still does not exist. So what you're trying to draw into your life, if it's not there right now, you have to keep knowing that it's going to be there. And what else do? You must act as if it has already happened. That's how you prepare. That's how you get yourself ready for these things. But this idea of discounting things, we forget very quickly. Oh, I live in a condo. I said to myself a long time ago, I always wanted a swimming pool. My condo has a swimming pool. I forget that every once in a while. I have to remind myself, oh, there's the swimming pool that you were thinking about. So see, it happened. But we discount them. Oh, well, it came with the condo. But many condos don't have swimming pools. So you have to keep seeing what's going on in your life. And you have to say, oh, thank you. I'm delighted. I'm grateful for all this. I'm filled with gratitude. And you oh, my goodness, look at the miracle that's here. You know? Maybe 20 or some more years ago, maybe, I made an affirmation or a statement, whatever you want to call it, that I wanted original artwork. And this is when I lived in Atlanta, Georgia. My apartment in Atlanta, Georgia filled up with original art. I no longer had that original art. I've given all that away. But now when I look around my home, I have original pieces in my condo right now. There are all kinds of original artwork in my home. I forget that. Now, what am I trying to explain to you here is, I think I gave Andy, didn't I give you a piece of an original work? I gave you a one. I had great big paintings. I couldn't bring them with me. Large when I moved. And a friend of mine, one of them, I said, you can have those. Now, in my consciousness was still original artwork, right? Even though I'd given that away. Now I have new original artwork in my home. New things. My friend Tom made his transition, and now I have all his original art pieces. Because it's in my consciousness, because I worked on that. But I have to remind myself of that. I have to remind myself that I have a friend, Fran. Every birthday, she sends me one of her original watercolors. I have about 20-some of them at the present moment. But it's in your consciousness. So what is in your consciousness? You have to see that. Then you can't discount that. You can't say, well, that's not, oh, well, that was my friend Fran made that. That's nothing. But it's an original piece. It may not be a Picasso, but it's an original piece of art. You see? And this is how you build your consciousness. It's like, as I said earlier, it's like tilling the soil for flowers or anything else. I love that, and I work in the garden a great deal. So I see what I can produce there, you know. And I love those flowers and so forth, and I tell them that, you see. Now I know that I'm helping. I didn't create the flower and so forth, but I certainly gave it a nice start. And that's what you have to do in your consciousness. You must till your consciousness. You must cultivate it. Keep it ready and active so that you can be ready to draw into your life what you want. The same. The main thing that we don't do, and I think I told you about that friend of mine, I just, very hard to be around her because she's always in lack and limitation. I don't want to be around people that talk lack and limitation. So this is the next thing. If you want to be ready for something, who are you associating with? Are you associating with doomers and gloomers? Are you associating with people that tell you that there's not enough to go around? Or are you with people who have a prosperity consciousness, an abundant consciousness? You have to be around those people. You have to keep tilling your own consciousness. You have to keep putting things good in here, because if you don't, the world is going to just jam it full of all kinds of crazies that's going on in there. And we can't do that. So that's how you make yourself, prepare yourself, prepare your consciousness. You have to do that. And this thing called God is not going to do it for you. The gift has already been given. Now you must learn how to use that gift. When I say the gift has already been given, what is that gift? It's the gift of mind. And what is the biggest thing about mind, Andy? Yes. You have to use your imagination. So earlier when I said, close your eyes and say to yourself, my mind is now opening to receive. All the negativity in my mind, in my thinking, is now dissolved. Only thoughts that heal me and bless me and prosper me are allowed in my consciousness, in my mind. I also open my heart And I allow the love that's in my heart to go out from me. And I see that energy going out from me. And it's collecting and it's bringing back to me what I want. And use your arms. Use your whole body. Use your mind for these things. That's how you make it work. That's how you make it work. There's nothing. Everyone wants to make this teaching so complicated. And it's not a complicated teaching. It's not. There's no complication to it whatsoever. What you have to do is train your mind. Control your thinking. So think the thought that you want to think. And feel the feeling you want to feel. And you will be able to draw things into you. And that's how you get yourself ready for these things. I work on my mind morning, noon, and night. And I tell it, don't bring that up again. Do not bring that up again. I do not want to hear it. I do not want to see it. I do not want anything to do with it. And it's always from the past, and some of it's 30, 40 years ago. My parent did this. My parent did that. My parents are no longer on this plane of action. They made their transition. Whatever they did, they did. It has nothing to do with me whatsoever. So when my mind starts to do that, I say, please, stop it right here and right now. I do not want that in my consciousness. I do not want that in my consciousness. Do you remember the story of Maya Angelou? She won't let anyone in her house. If they have any negativity, she asks them to leave. Why? She doesn't want it in the walls. She doesn't want the vibrations in. So she says, please, there's the door. Get out. And that's what you have to say. Say that to the thoughts that come into you that you don't want. There's the door. Get out. Hit the road, Jack. And you have to do that. And it sounds very childlike, very funny perhaps, and so forth. But that's the only way you're going to do it. The thoughts that we have about the past mean absolutely nothing. Mean absolutely nothing. Why do you want to think about any of that stuff? There's nothing you can do about it. The only thing you can do is take the emotional punch out of it. But who wants to think, oh, I remember when I was... I have a client. She's going through a hard time at work. Now, her mind tells her that this reminds her is when she was a child and her mother did this to her and that to her, and now she's all upset because the boss said something to her. She's living in a fantasy world. She's living there. Her mother's not there anymore. Her mother's not saying that. Why is she allowing her mind to tell her, oh, this reminds me of my mother saying something to me? It's completely different. Completely different. You may not allow your mind to do that stuff to you. That's why there's too many crazies out there. Because they're living with all those ghosts of the past. Those things are dead. That's why it says in the Bible, let the dead bury the dead. Don't be digging stuff up all the time. Don't be digging stuff up all the time. Now with this trip home, I have to watch myself very closely because those people will remember and they want to talk about the past. And I don't want to talk about the past. Didn't we have a great time there? Do you remember when you did this, Dallas? Do you remember when you did it? No, I don't remember. You know, I don't care if they think I have Alzheimer's disease. I just tell them, no, I don't remember that. Did that happen? No, I don't remember. Who wants to remember that stuff? I want to live here in the now, and I want new thoughts to come into my head. I want new thoughts, better thoughts, bigger thoughts, grander thoughts to come into my head. I don't want to spend the rest of my life chewing over something that happened 30 years ago. It won't get you any place, and it certainly won't get you where you want to go. It will not. So you have to prepare your own mind. I've said many times, this is a do-it-yourself project, and it's an inside job. You must change your mind. Now, one of the things that most people are not able to do, they're not able to forgive themselves. You must forgive yourself. Remember, God has already forgiven you. God does not remember any of that stuff that you remember. And this thing called God never sits in judgment upon itself through you. So whatever you did that you cannot forgive yourself for, forgive yourself for it. It doesn't do you a bit of good, and it won't make you a better person because, oh, I'm punishing myself because I made that mistake or I did made that error, whatever it was. There isn't one soul that was ever on this plane of action that didn't make a mistake, people. You say, everyone makes a mistake. The Pope, everyone makes a mistake. You have to say, oh, that was a mistake. I forgive myself and I go on from here. And I go on from here. So when you want to bring something into your life, you can only think about it in the now. And you must always think, oh, it is already done. And because it's not right in front of you, the statement that I always make, it's on its way to me right here and right now. And then all of a sudden, you'll look around and it will be there. How that happens, I do not know. But I know that it happens because I see it happening all the time to myself. You see? It happens. It happens. You have to remember that you're being taken care of. That what you want, you may have. God is not holding anything back from you. Not holding anything back from you. But you have to prepare your thinking, you have to prepare your consciousness, and you have to prepare for something. If I decided I wanted to be a brain surgeon, I wouldn't sit there and say, well, I'm going to be a brain surgeon. Wouldn't I have to go study? I'd have to study. You have to do something. People think, oh, well, I can just do that without any effort whatsoever. You have to put in some effort on this thing. And it gets easier and easier, and things come quicker and quicker to you. But it has to start someplace. It starts in your consciousness. It starts by changing your mind about yourself. It's by holding yourself in the highest of esteem, by realizing that you can do these different things. See yourself where you want to be, and you will be there. That is one of the basic tenets of this teaching. And they are now proving it scientifically. They can prove it scientifically. If you hold something long enough in mind, it has to manifest itself. You know, we have many people in India that are able to manifest small things. I don't know if they can manifest really big things. But they can manifest things in their hand. You know, they can small objects. They can absolutely manifest in their hand. How they do that is with the mind. We're just taking everything is made from the same stuff. It's just rearranged. You see, when you think, oh, well, that takes more of this. No, it doesn't. It's just anything that you're doing, you're just rearranging. You're rearranging the molecules. You're rearranging the atoms. But that's all you're ever doing is rearranging something. It's already there, everything. So just say to yourself, I'm rearranging this the way I want it now. I'm rearranging my life the way I want it to be. I'm not being influenced by the outside world. You see, I have confidence in my mind. I have confidence in my thinking. I have confidence in this teaching. Why would you come to this teaching? Why would you be here at all in this teaching if you didn't believe that these things could be? That you couldn't, you know. You have to. Otherwise, this is going to turn into the same old Baptist church or something. And you do not want that to happen to you. You want to say, I'm in this teaching because I can control my thinking, and I can control my reality, and I can bring things into my life that I want. And if that's prosperity, loving relationships, creative self-expression, I am able to do it. Because there's only one power doing that. There are not 3, 4, 5 different powers, you see. Some people are very successful in one area of their life, but they can't get the rest of their life together because they think, I can't do that. My young lady on Sunday said to me, well, I know how to do that because I can control that. She's very successful in business. She says, I can control that, but she can't control her love life. I said, well, if you can control that, you can control this. There's only one power doing it. And if you've learned that, you just have to switch it over to the other side. That's all. But you have to remember there's only one power ever. That's why, you know, not only this teaching is simple, your whole life is simple. There is only ever one thing going on, and that is God. And there's only ever one problem in the world, and that's a God problem. You have to know that. There's always one thing going on. We, the world, teaches us there are many things going on. No, there's only ever one thing going on, and that's God. So, say that to yourself and bring that God power, that God consciousness into your consciousness. And say, oh, what? All things are possible. All things are possible with God. I live in a field of possibilities. And I can pick any possibility that I want. See, and that is the main thing to remember. You can pick any possibility that you want. Now, we go back again to the idea, you must move your feet, you must do something about that. You must do something about that. How many people know this Susie Orman? Do you ever know about Susie Orman? She has a vast knowledge of finances. Vast knowledge of finances. Did she always have that? I doubt it. She was a waitress. Do you think she was born with that? Do you think God said, oh, I'll just give you all that? She got interested in finance. She got interested in it. That's the key. Where is your interest? Where is your interest? So get interested in what you're doing. Get enthusiastic about what you are doing. And you'll be able to do that. You'll be able to bring anything that you want into your life. And I can honestly tell you, anything you can bring into your life. Nothing is too difficult. Remember, within the mind of God, there's no such thing as big and small. Everything's the same. We're the ones who look around and judge by appearance and say, oh, well, I may be able to manifest an ant, but I certainly couldn't manifest an elephant. Because you're saying the elephant is big and the ant is small. In the mind of God, they're both equal. They're both equal. And that's what people do with their money, you know. Oh, yes, $10. I could probably manifest $10, but I can't manifest $1 million. If you can do 10, you can do 1 million. There's no difference. There is no difference in it. Our minds want to make things difficult. They want to. Our mind qualifies things. That's big and this is small. That's hard and this is, you know, easy. Why don't you say, everything is easy for me. I know how to do everything. Why? Because I'm using the mind of God. I'm using the mind of God. There is only ever one mind. One, 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 one. Everything is just one, 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 one. There's only the mind of God. There's not my mind and God's mind. There's only one mind. And we know that we're using that one mind, and that there is only one mind, because if each of us had a different mind, we'd be seeing different things. And we all see. If I look at that chair, you see the chair also. You see. If we had a different mind, that could be something else. Doesn't matter. So, think of those things. There's only one thing going on out there. So when you think that your life is difficult, or you think that your career is difficult, or it's difficult, and here in Hollywood, I hear it all the time. Competition. There's too many people. There's too many out for the same job. There's too much of this competition. This teaching does not believe in competition. There's no such thing as competition. There's only creativity. Why is there no such thing as competition? Pardon?
There's an endless amount of... There's enough for everybody.
Well, there is enough for everybody, but why is there no competition? Because there's only one. The one cannot compete against itself. You see how quickly we forget that? There's only ever one. There's only ever God, and God does not compete against itself. So don't fall for that when they tell you that stuff. There's no such thing as competition. There is such a thing as creativity. And that's what you want to say. How creative can I be? How can I create this? And if you're going out for any job or whatever it is, how can I think creatively about this? I know that there's no competition, so I have to be more creative, and you'll get the job. See? One, one, one. One. Just remember that in your life. And when you're having any type of problems, you have to sit down and say, this is a God problem. And when I say this is a God problem, what does that mean? It means if you're having difficulty with something, the problem that you're having is a God problem, because you have made God too small. You have made God too small. You have to get a bigger, better God. So you kick the small God out, and you get a bigger, better God. One, one, one. We teach unity. We teach oneness here. But we get confused. Constantly we get confused by thinking that there is more going on. There's only ever one thing going on. There's only ever one life, you see. And we think there are many lives. We think there are many minds. We think there are many this, many that. No. One, 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 one. And when we remember that, this is preparing our consciousness. This is preparing our thinking. Oh, there's only one thing going on here. And that thing is God. You see? So, prepare yourself. Make your mind ready to accept those things. And watch for the negations. And watch for the discounting. Because it's very easy to discount. Say, oh, that would have happened anyway. This would have happened anyway. You see? Think of that. Look for miracles. Look for surprises in your life. Remember, I always go to the mailbox looking for money. I never go to the mailbox looking for bills. No. And I get money in the mail. Some people people I met years ago or something, they just sometimes send me money. I say, thank you very much. So this is how you have to prepare yourself. You have to make ready for things to come in to your life. If you were having a guest come, would you not tidy up the house and so forth? Well, if you want something in your life to come in, don't you want to tidy up your consciousness and make it good? These things here, again, everything is, as I say, is simple. What I do in the garden, I'm doing in my, with my mind. You see, when I till the soil, I'm tilling my mind. When I wash the dishes, I'm washing my mind. When I'm moving anything around with my hand, I'm cleaning out negativity in my life. When I'm dusting at home, I'm dusting my mind. Why is that? Because there's only one thing, mind. There's only mind. Don't get yourself into this idea that, oh, this is this and this is that. It's only one. Only one. So make yourself ready. Make this mind ready. Open this mind. Open this heart and open your arms to receive. And do this. And say, oh, look, coming to me. This is how you do it. Now, you can do affirmations, you can do treatments, you can do all that, but unless your mind is ready, nothing is going to happen to you. You have to ready your mind for it. We ready our minds for it by realizing that we are worthy, deserving, totally lovable, and that we matter. Let's do the matter dance. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. I matter, I matter, I really, really matter. Yes. And how often do you do that? I used to have two women that used to come, they said they did that all day at work. They probably got fired from that job. But you have to, you see, your mind doesn't want you to know that. It doesn't want you to know that. So know these things, okay? Prepare your mind. Don't think that. Use your mind. Use your imagination. And remember, anything that you're doing in life, if it's washing the dishes, dusting the house, running the vacuum, working in the garden, you have to know that you're working in your mind, that you're doing something about mind. Always going to be mind. Mind is all there is. The life of God is all there is, and we're all connected to that. We're all one. And there's only ever one problem, and it's a God problem. And it's wonderful, and so are you, and so am I, and there ends the lesson. Thank you.